Yeah, things are going to be fine.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's stand our feet together today in Jesus' name as we welcome Apostle of God, Pastor Mama Hulu, as he's coming to take over the pulpit right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come and welcome the man of God with a very good hand of appreciation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm
just doing an introduction. And then we go home. We're going to read about Bible in the book of Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse number 30. Until verse number 34. Okay, until verse 35. I'm going to read it. To answer this question, Jesus said, a man was going down the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. Some robbers surrounded him. Tore off his clothes. And beat him. Then they left him lying there on the ground almost dead. Let's close our eyes. Daddy, we pray this evening we have gathered in this place to utter your way. We believe what the Bible says, there is power in your way and there is healing in your way. Father, as we utter your way, we believe that people will be touched through your way and come and speak with us, Lord. We are ready to hear you, Lord, when we speak. Everyone say amen.
Amen.
Verse number 30. Where we read,
more about the Bible.
The Bible says,
Bible reads,
Jesus answered,
Jesus Araba,
and he said,
Ari.
There was a man who was going from
Jerusalem
to Jericho. There was a man who was going or who was traveling from Jerusalem
to Jericho
with barefoot. He was not using a car, but he was traveling from Jerusalem
to
Jericho. It was 28 kilometers. This man was traveling, going to
Jericho
from Jerusalem. He had money with him when he was going. He was using a barefoot. Now the Bible says they are robbers. They robbed this man. They met this man on the way. What they did, they robbed him. They stole everything. They took everything that he had. They left this man naked. They left this man half dead. Verse number 31. It happened that a Jewish priest was going down that road when he saw the man. He did not stop. asiyebe to help him
kumuthusha
he walked away
atamaya
when this robbers when they left this man
kamashwela muthu
lying there
angwethe mo
maybe he was bleeding
maybe ubetwa mali
he was bleeding
abatwa mali
full of blood
ashitse mali hoshe
they left him there
bamuthwela
and they ran away
bachaba
when they ran away
bachaba
the Bible says another man
what a wonder
he was passing
Jesus. Jesus.
Listen.
Mama,
this man,
what are you?
Many people,
but
they fasted.
Amen.
When people want to help you, they first open their book.
But what
have you done for them? Verse number
34.
The Samaritan went to him and poured olive oil.
And wine
on his
wounds.
And then he covered the man's wound with cloth. The Samaritan had a donkey. He put the headman on his donkey. And he took him onto him. Then he cared for him. Now listen,
Mamaya.
When he reached there, when he looked at his
man,
he looked at his man, he looked at him, he took the olive oil, and he started to touch this man. And after that, he took the cloth, and he started to clean this man. Now listen.
Mamela,
listen,
Mamela.
The priest,
Mupesta,
who will not do that?
I am saying.
The Levite,
Mulipi,
who will not do that?
I come with
the Lord. The Samaritan man,
with Samaria,
when he stopped,
Haema,
when he stopped,
Haema,
he was in the donkey.
Omo
he
to pokolo.
He had to come out.
I don't know.
He went there.
I am old.
Look at the man.
I smell
the
wound.
He took the man.
I smell
the wound. He put the man.
I'm in the donkey.
I'm in the
donkey. I'm in the donkey.
He took him.
I'm in
the place.
I'm in Shatulo.
In the hospital.
I'm in Shatulo.
He took the man.
I tell you, no,
in the hospital.
I miss all the people that
come through. He cared to this
man. No, why you never talk about that?
Verse number 35.
Call him a son of my own.
The next day,
let us tell you,
the Samaritan took out two silver.
Must Samaria answer the silver at the pay? Chalet.
Okay, let me repeat it. The next day, the Samaritan took out two silver coins and gave them to the man who worked at the inn. He said, take care of this
happiness.
If you spend money, he said, if you spend more money on him, I will pay it back to you when I come back.
Oh my God.
Now listen,
my man,
when he took this man,
he
took him, he put the man in the hospital.
No.
He did not leave him there. The Bible says,
Bible.
He asked the nurse, the person
who
was in charge of that hospital, he said to him,
Jesus,
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 My friend passed me. And I'm hopeless.
And I cannot help.
But
tonight,
the Samaritan man,
when the woman Samaria
is here to change your life. As you close your eyes, if you say, my life is miserable, I need Jesus. The Samaritan man.
Just now. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to lay my hands on this.